WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Heaven has a new Friends of Bill Club. That's the Facebook post of retired WTAW sports director Tom Turbeville following the death of longtime community leader Bill Irwin.
Friends of Bill was a pretty much an unofficial club, but there was a lot of people that were members of it, and there were anybody that was a friend of Bill. And Bill would, about every month or so, or whenever he felt like it, would call up and invite people to lunch. And it would be at a different place, and sometimes there would be 10 there, sometimes there'd be 25 there. And he would always have maybe a special guest. It might be the new president of the university or the new chancellor or the new police chief or whoever it was would be a special guest there. And he just, the whole purpose of this in Bill's mind was just to connect people together, just get people to know people.
Irwin died Monday of Parkinson's disease at the age of 75. He combined a 35-year career with GTE, who owned the local phone company, through his retirement in 1996, with a list of public service accomplishments too long to list. Local dentist Bill Birdwell says he was among those whom Irwin taught to be servants.
There's a quote by George Bernard Shaw that I used when I introduced him one time, in fact, that says, I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community. And as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die. For the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. And that was Bill.
A memorial service will be held Friday afternoon at 2 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. A public viewing will be held tomorrow evening from 6 until 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. Governor Perry's seventh State of the State speech included a call to amend the Texas Constitution to allow unspent tax money to be returned to the people.
In a legislative session where we can see billions of dollars still on the table after we've funded our services and met the needs of an ever-expanding population, I think providing tax relief of at least $1.8 billion over this biennium is a good place to start.
He also proposed taking $3.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund for a one-time investment in infrastructure programs for highways and water. The chancellor of the A&M system, John Sharp, is a former state controller and former member of the House and Senate, so it was no surprise when Sharp was able to get a chuckle from a member of the Senate Finance Committee, Judith Zaffarini of Laredo.
So is it your testimony that if we pass Senate Bill 1 as is, that the universities within your system could adequately pursue excellence in light of their university-specific mission?
Wouldn't be as good of excellence.
Sharp went on to say there's a danger, as the economy is improving, of losing highly prized faculty and researchers.
Those folks get recruited all the time. They're very mobile, as you know, and we worry about that, and that's what we would use the money for.
The Senate's initial budget proposes restoring 1% of a 14% cut made 2 years ago in higher education funding. $114 million of building projects proposed for the A&M campus are part of tomorrow's agenda for the Board of Regents.
More than two-thirds of the total, or $78 million, will go towards building the new pandemic influenza building in the Bayou Corridor, slated to open 2 years from now. Then there's $15 million to renovate Leonard Hall, continuing the overhaul of housing for members of the Corps of Cadets. Also proposed is a renovation of the Williams Building, an $11 million project to put administrative leadership, including the president's office, in one location. Regents will also consider spending $10 million to renovate Scotts Hall, creating space for the expanding engineering college. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Chamber of Commerce President Royce Hickman couldn't recall ever celebrating a grand opening in a hallway, but that's what happened yesterday at the new BCS office of Congressman Bill Flores, who welcomed guests to the fourth floor of the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest in Bryan.
This is your office. This office belongs to the people of District 17. It is not my office. You're welcome to come by anytime that you need any help or just want to have a cup of coffee. Don't worry, the coffee's paid for by Gene and me, not by the taxpayers.
The crowd spilled out of the office and down both sides of the hallway to the elevator. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Should be a beautiful day across the region as high pressure continues to build across our area. It'll be with us for several days. High temperatures today near 60. Tonight clear and chilly with a low around 35. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny, 60 to 65. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows dropping down to about 40 to 45. On Friday, we'll have mostly sunny weather. Temperatures Friday afternoon between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. If you're looking to get the competitive advantage in your bowling league, try deer antler spray. As long as it's a sanctioned...
In a bowling league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, it's as long as it's not sanctioned, you should be fine.
Well, what, do you open your mouth and spray it in orally?
I don't have a clue.
Do you rub it on the backside of your forearm? I mean, what?
I get the impression you spray it on the affected area. Now,
is it just to attract lady deer, or what's
that?
Well, if you're a football player, then what do you spray it on?
That's what I mean. I think it's the affected area, because they were saying since Ray Lewis had torn his tricep, you spray it in that area and it penetrates and it acts as HGH.
Well, isn't that fascinating? Huh. Okay.
So we'll cover that for you. More drug news with A-Rod and the Crosstown Showdown last night with Brian and Consol in basketball.
Okay. There you go. Well, let's give some away, because we got a deal coming up with the Daddy-Daughter Dance is coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
This weekend. And this... this is lightning in a bottle. I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but the Children's Museum downtown came up with this idea, you know, where the daddy and the daughter or daughters actually go out to this function and they get all dressed up and, you know, they make it kind of a date night thing and have a good time.
That is a sweet idea.
I've gone every year. It's a ton of fun.
Well, and it's become so popular, first, that they had to divide it up into two age groups so that you could do – like the 6 and youngers, and then you can do the 7 and olders,
yep.
So that things would be a little bit different, and there are activities for the girls to do. And, you know, dads go ahead and wear tennis shoes so your daughters can stand on your feet and you can dance that way. No, but the other thing that they did is they moved to the College Station Hilton because it's been so popular,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know, what do tickets cost? Yeah.
$125.
Okay, so let's give away a certificate that's good for you and your daughter to go, 695-1620. For the daddy-daughter dance, either one, which is Friday night or Saturday night, and you'll just need to call and confirm everything, either call them or by email if you're the winner. 695-1620. The phones are on hold right now, you see. They're so if you call, it's busy. That means you'll have to keep calling. So 695-1620, and I'll release them in just a minute. Does anybody care that Disney has ordered a pilot for a series based on its theme park ride, the Big Thunder Mountain roller coaster? I mean
they're writing a series about about a ride.
Yeah, exactly. That is what they are doing. That is.
Hey, if they'll hire me to act in it, I would be okay with that.
They've run out of good ideas. Hi there, who's this?
Hi, this is Melody.
Well, this is a daddy-daughter thing.
I know, but my husband is still in bed, but my daughters would love to go with him.
Really? Well.
Yes.
Oh, and so you let him sleep so that you can do this?
Wow. I teach a fitness class at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh,
so, yes,
good.
By the time I get home, he's still asleep.
Good for you. Now, more than one daughter, I hear?
I do. I have two.
Okay, now, Kevin, how's that work?
I think it's an extra $20. When
okay.
you call, just tell him you'd like to add one more to it.
Okay, so he's gonna have to come up with $20. You think he can do that?
I think he can do that.
If he can do that, then he can take both daughters with him. Okay, Melody, what's your last name?
Awesome. Chandler, Chandler.
Okay. All right. Melody, what's his name?
His name is Ron.
Okay. Either one of y'all can come by and pick up the certificate here at the radio station, okay?
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right. See you later. Bye. Okay.
Wow.
What a wife to do that for her hubby. Lets him sleep in and then says, guess what? I'm going to let you be a super dad. We got another one. We'll give it away tomorrow. Wow. Well, that's pretty good.
Well, we don't know. The girls might have been sitting in the car going, Mom, call him, Mom.
Could be. Anyway, Dad's knocking out Z's and he's a winner. Can't beat that. Yeah, it's 7:15.
It's after the workout and the deer antler spray.
Yeah,
he was beat.
That's it. Okay, so Rick Perry, who's been governor since the early 50s in Texas, has his State of the State address yesterday. And so he says, okay, he's going to spend $3.7 billion on big water and transportation projects and take that out of the rainy day fund. Mm. And he says, you know, it's important to have a rainy day fund, but it's also important that if there's a bunch of money in there, not to hold on to it. Let's start using it.
Especially if the federal government decides to take it
all. Yeah, who knows? They may decide to start taxing rainy day funds. So, yeah, better that we spend it here. Now, he talked about that. But, you know, he didn't talk about border security. And he didn't talk about immigration.
Mm.
And he didn't talk about guns. And he didn't talk about taking more money and putting it back in education. Because he basically says, well, we've got all that stuff taken care of, huh?
It's depending on the smokers.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Keep
smoking.
Kevin. Keep on smoking. Our governor urged citizens to let him know the best way to return the money. The answer is most of it to me, right?
I mean, yes, if at all possible.
Dear governor, most of it to me. Just an unfair advantage for me. The other thing is it's interesting because he has called for a constitutional amendment that would permit such refunds go directly to taxpayers, obviously not anything that happens under current law. And I can remember.
I'd like a constitutional amendment on that.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, how often will this happen?
I don't know, but I want it made. I want to make sure that if it's possible, they can't go back and go, oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, right. And the other thing is how much has to be in there, either percentage wise or a hard number, before they start dispersing it. And I'll be danged if I'm going to let somebody who moved here last week get a piece of this. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if they bought a $500,000 house. No,
so,
you're not a Texan.
So
you can't have this.
Natives only then?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, no, not natives because I'm not a native. But, I mean, you know, wow. Not sure.
Residency restrictions apply.
Yeah. Governor spoke glowingly about the Texas economy as a job creator. All of his pet education ideas like, well, the college tuition freeze, more charter schools. Again, charter schools, one more reason that public education administrators and teachers aren't going to be too pumped up about that. What's interesting is, of course, that Mr. Perry, should he decide to run for a 22nd term as governor, will be facing a potential Republican primary challenge from one Greg Abbott, the attorney general, who's very popular and also has about six times as much money, I believe, in his war chest as the governor does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
Well, Perry spent a lot of his to become president.
He did.
Or try to become president.
Hey, new poll released yesterday by the Public Policy Polling is interesting. The survey found that among Texas voters, 62% do not want Rick Perry to run again for governor.
Hmm.
31% said that he should. Now, among the GOP primary voters, when asked whether they would take Perry or somebody else to be the party's nominee next year, 47% said somebody else. 41% still wanted him. It was only 500 voters, and so as a result, the error margin is plus or minus like 4%. But still, 62% don't want him to run again. That is well within the margin of error. Abbott, by the way, is best known of all the people who might run for governor. And again, he's well-liked. He's got some money. So we'll see. apparently. And again, we all agree that it is a dynamic economy that we have here in Texas. We're very fortunate to have this going on.
Well, the reality of things is the lieutenant governor has really more power than the governor does he not?
Well,
I mean, real power.
In the Constitution, that was the intent. But when you consider that this guy has been the governor for so long, every appointed board is full, absolutely full of people who he has put there.
True.
So as a result, through any number of things, they can he can basically control that. The other deal is, say what you will about Perry. It's interesting because if you listen to Eric Erickson or some of these conservative talk show hosts who don't live in Texas, they got nothing but good things to say about him. They are effusive in their praise of this guy.
Because everything here so far is working.
Everything that they, yes, and they do not live in the day-to-day activity. Again, why don't you go ahead and have a talk with some school administrators, see how they feel about that. Obviously, we have bonded indebtedness in any number of things. We've got the Medicaid situation that's going to have to be taken care of. All of those, I mean, he said he's not going to participate in Obamacare, but he hasn't put anything in place to replace it. There are a lot of things when it comes to nuts and bolts that are not being taken care of in Texas that those guys and gals don't see. And again, when you start saying, hey, Texans, I want to give you back some money, and let's figure out how that's going to happen. Now, is it going to be based on your property taxes? If that's the case, then people who don't own property aren't going to be happy about that. Are we going to calculate a percentage based on what your salary is? Oh, wait, no, okay, wait. No, people who aren't making a lot of money, they need to get money back from the government too, don't they? See,
I think it boils down to what you were saying before. How long have you been here?
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, that's a clear-cut answer. You've been here for a week? Sorry.
So
you've been here for 30 years?
Oh,
hey!
Well, and I don't know. That's, that again, devil in the details. We'll see how all that works out. But the governor has said, so there you are.
What a world.
Things you don't want to hear a carjacker say, like...
That's a hell of a segue.
I don't know what you want to hear from a carjacker anyway, but things you don't want to hear from a carjacker. What's this third pedal for?
Oh, God.
Randolph Bean, sitting on his in his bright yellow Corvette,
ooh,
waiting for his wife to get off work at the medical center in downtown Orlando.
No wonder he's in a yellow Corvette.
Yeah, two guys ambush him from behind, force him out of the car at gunpoint, and they tried to drive off, except... of course, they didn't know how to drive the stick shift.
Oh, my God.
Later told police I had to tell them four different times to push in the clutch.
Fail.
The two thought that, think about this. He said, I guess did they not learn in driver's ed how to do this? I don't know how old they were. And second, I mean, the suspects had to run away. They finally gave up and ran away. Unfortunately, they're still on the loose. Story here says that AAA estimates 15% of motorists under 25 don't know how to drive a stick.
Oh, I didn't learn how to drive a stick in driver's ed.
Hello.
Hey, back to your Texas taxes.
Yes.
Doesn't Alaska have some kind of a
program? Yes, they do.
So maybe they go see how they administer that.
Okay, yeah, well, it's based on oil there, how much oil money. And again, yeah, I don't know how it's dispersed among the population, so I know what you're saying there.
It's just a percentage generically across everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was an even.
Well,
since it's from the oil.
Right, and that's it. Okay, but you see, here, that's not what we're talking about here. We may be talking about, where did that money come from? That money came from all sorts of things. It did come from oil and gas, that's true, but it also came from other revenue sources. How they're going to split that up would be interesting. But again, see, he throws the carrot out there, and everybody's going to scramble for that, and they think that it's a wonderful thing.
When's he up for re-election?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I mean,
well, I'm just wondering if that will become a little closer to fruition as we get closer to him being elected. Hey, I've got a great idea.
Yeah, well,
everybody gets some.
And the thing is, of course, they've got to enact it in this legislative session. Of course, I guess he could call him back in the special session for that purpose if he wants to. And but again, crafting a constitutional amendment for that, so... the state of the state from Mr. Perry. It's a 724.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace and Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Windy today and a high of 63. We're talking northwest winds 15 to 20, maybe gusting to 25 this morning. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour this afternoon. And tonight, clear, low around 36. Winds kind of lay down to 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, we'll have high temperatures near 70. Actually, Sunday as well. High temperatures near 70. Lows at night will be in the mid-40s, it looks like. Right now, humidity is 50%. Winds are from the west at 8. Few clouds out there, and we've got 49 degrees.
Hi, I'm Faith Hill. The T.J. Martell Foundation started as a music industry charity, beginning with a father's promise to his son to raise $1 million for leukemia research before he died. Since then, over $250 million has been raised, leading to new discoveries and cures for leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. But these diseases are much bigger than the music industry. It affects all of us. No one is immune. Join me by making your promise and contribution for a cure at www.tjmartell.org.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
A couple of items here. First, as head of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, John Bullard is the federal regulator in charge of fishing. Now, this week he declared that draconian limits on fish catches are needed in order to rebuild fishing stock. He admits that the limits will have, quote, devastating impacts on the fleet, on families, and on the ports in New England. Fishing industry is about to take it in the shorts. What's behind this decision to strip New England fishermen of their livelihoods? Environmentalists who don't want fishermen plying their trade in the oceans. Federal regulations based on faulty data from fishery science. Although fishermen have pointed out numerous examples of bad estimates of fish population size, they're ignored by their government, because government knows best, you know. So batten down the hatches, federally enforced high unemployment is on deck for New England fishermen. Second item, federal appeals court ruled the EPA has been overestimating the amount of fuel that can be generated from grasses, wood, and other non-food plants in order to promote the biofuels industry. This was in response to a lawsuit filed by the American Petroleum Institute. The bottom line is the EPA is guilty of junk science. Now, we know that liberals in and out of government routinely use false data based on lies to hype their global warming claims. And now we learn the EPA has been lying about biofuels and environmentalists have been lying about sea life. Something really fishy here, folks. I mean, actually, it stinks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you're a relative newcomer to Bryan College Station, the name Bill Irwin won't ring a bell. But if you're associated with any of the local organizations, he's played a role. And many are mourning Irwin's death after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Local dentist Bill Birdwell says Irwin was the best at teaching others how to be servants.
Anytime Bill called you, you knew you needed to bring your checkbook. But you knew that he was calling you for a higher purpose. I really think Bill Irwin, God put him here not just to do amazing things in the community, but to inspire others to do what he's done. And I think there's just a whole lot of people, and I am one of those who feels like he led us to serve.
Another close friend was retired WTAW sports director Tom Turbeville.
Bill was all about just helping organizations and helping kids, and he was totally unabashed about calling anybody anytime and asking them to help too, either by money or by showing up or just laboring. Bill was not at all shy about calling you up and saying, hey, will you do this for this organization? And it was virtually impossible to tell Bill no.
Irwin died Monday at the age of 75. A public viewing will be held tomorrow evening from 6 until 8 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. A memorial service will be held Friday afternoon at 2 at Christ United Methodist Church in College Station. There are at least two more honors going to last year's A&M football team.
Tomorrow's the first Board of Regents meeting since the Cotton Bowl, and their agenda includes a three-page resolution honoring all the players by name. The resolution also gives special recognition to head coach Kevin Sumlin, former offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, quarterback Johnny Manziel, offensive tackle Luke Jokel, and defensive end DeMontre Moore. And the Regents business also includes giving the president authority to give new contracts to someone and nine assistant coaches. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last week, officials of A&M and the university system were in Austin promoting an idea to grow the engineering college at the flagship campus. This week, Chancellor John Sharp answered questions from a member of the Senate Finance Committee, John Whitmire of Houston, about the 25 by 25 initiative.
What are you going to do with all of them? You going to teach anything else?
What if you think about that? That's a 6.4% of your growth.
Sharp then responded to Whitmire's comment that there's nothing new about students who are not accepted to the college of their choice.
And you have the top 10 engineering schools, of which we are one in every category, all hovering around 10,000 to 11,000. And I think Dr. Banks looked at that and says, why does that exist? There is no reason for that to exist. No one wanted to get out of their comfort zone. We think we can help solve a big problem in this country, and that is produce engineers.
Responding to another committee member who was told there are too many engineers with doctoral degrees, Sharp says their initiative is directed at undergraduate students. The start of Congressman Bill Flores' second term also meant a move of his local district office. Flores, who explained the move was due to the lack of parking in their prior location, thanked those who attended yesterday's grand opening and invited all constituents to visit.
It's your taxpayer-supported office, and it's one of the things that allows us to stay connected with the people of our district. that need some help or have a concern about something that's going on in Washington.
The crowd spilled out of the office located on the fourth floor of the Wells Fargo building on Briarcrest and Bryan and went down both sides of the hallway to the elevator. And Governor Perry has plans for the state's rainy day fund, namely ensuring an adequate water supply and building highways. Unlike 2 years ago when he wanted it preserved, Governor Perry told lawmakers in his State of the State address that this time around he wants to tap it.
To utilize $3.7 billion from the rainy day fund for a one-time investment in infrastructure programs.
The governor also says there's almost $12 billion in the rainy day fund, more than's needed, and he says the state should be diverting money to it. WTAW News Time is 7:34. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
8:37, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure in control. It stays in control over the next several days. The stormy weather has moved well east of our area. We'll continue to dry out. We'll have sun and a high of 60 today. Clear tonight, lows near 35. It's going to be sunny during the day tomorrow, highs anywhere from 60 to 65. Clear tomorrow night, not quite as cool, lows 40 to 45. And high pressure will give us sunshine during the day on Friday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mississippi State's a team similar to us.
Also playing with some injuries, Mississippi State is. We'll get you caught up on Fighting Texas Aggie basketball, which is tonight, coming up here in just a little bit. Also, information from the Super Bowl and Major League Baseball, with more drug scandals in both, all to come here in just a bit.
All right, 7:37. Bill Flores joins us this morning in the district. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How about you?
Great. Let's turn around to yesterday. First, you had the ribbon cutting for your new office. So if people do want to come up to the office, tell me where it's located and why you made the move.
It's 3000 Briarcrest and in Suite 406. It's right there at the intersection of Briarcrest and Earl Rudder Freeway.
The Wells Fargo building, so people would know.
Exactly, the Wells Fargo building. And the reason we moved is that our last landlord had become very successful in leasing his building out, and there was no parking for our constituents, and so we needed to find a place that was more user-friendly for our constituents.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, the Congress is not there necessarily a lot, but the staff is, and they'll get information up to D.C. as need be and help maybe solve some local problems as well.
That's correct. In the midst of all that crowd that you saw there yesterday, we actually had three or four people come in that needed cases.
Oh, really? They just didn't know. Okay. Yeah.
So we got them in the door and got them into Miranda's office, and she was working on them, and I actually got a chance to meet with a couple of them that were having some difficulties that needed our help.
Great. Well, obviously, front and center, immigration. And, you know, we were talking this morning, 5 years ago, would you have thought the first week into this man's second term, immigration would be the number one issue?
No, not really. I would have thought he would have done it in his first 2 years in his term, because he did talk about it early on, and particularly when his party controlled Congress in his first 2 years, I would have thought he would have done it then. But he spent his time on healthcare and other things that have stirred up the American people.
So to give people a timeline, I guess, obviously there was a bipartisan group of senators who had put together some things that they wanted to do. They got that word out Sunday and Monday. And then yesterday, speaking in Nevada, the president came out with his plan. Tell me specifically how you feel about the differences in what he put forth and what the bipartisan senatorial package was.
Well, the bipartisan senatorial package has more meat in its outline. I mean, it's still just an outline or a framework, if you want to call it that. The president's plan was really more just a speech, and so it's harder to get my arms around what the president's talking about. The president didn't talk about border security. That's going to be critical to any discussion of immigration. He also started mixing in some other social issues that he is trying to propose that could make it difficult to get immigration reform done. So I think the Senate, while there are some parts of the Senate framework I don't like, I think they're headed the right direction. There's also a bipartisan team of people working in the House to do the same thing. But they have not released the results of their work just yet.
And you referred to the same-sex stipulation in there. Is that a red herring? Is that just something that he's thrown out that really, when it's all said and done, would not be part of the package?
I believe so, because he's mixing two different policy issues and one trying to wrap it all together, and I don't think that's appropriate.
But in the other part of that, not really speaking to border security, and as a border state member of Congress, this has got to be something that I have to believe representatives from the border states, no matter what party, want to hear something about.
Well, absolutely, and that's where I think the Senate plan was headed more closely to the correct direction, because they talk about border security being critical to the overall immigration reform bill, and they also say that certain elements related to immigrants having a path to legality or a path to citizenship, and I oppose the path to citizenship, but they talk about certain border security thresholds have to be met before those opportunities can kick in. So I think they've got it right.
Bill Flores joining us in the district today. Discussion we had earlier this morning, this is a great opportunity to add maybe 11 million people to the group of taxpayers to help this economy, this government, get back to the point where we've got more people paying in and helps us get on more solid ground fiscally. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say that's partially correct. First of all, not all 11 million are here because they're wanting to be productive members of our society, but some big group of that 11 million are. And so I would say, to the extent that we can give them a pathway to legality, and that may include some sort of a deferred adjudication since they committed a crime to get here to start with, is a way to get there. But get them documented, make sure that we know where they are, what they're doing, for whom they're working, make sure the employers are going through a process to hire them legally, and make taxpayers out of them. I mean, after all, they came here for economic opportunity, just like all of our forefathers did for the most part, and I think that as soon as we can put them on a pathway to economic opportunity, the better off we are. Again, we've got to deal with some of the issues. You know, they did come here illegally, so we've got to deal with that, but I think there's a way to do that.
Now, well, one of the other things, obviously just two senators from every state, so it's easier to come up with some sort of a bipartisan agreement in that level of the legislative branch. But, you know, there are a lot of people who don't have many Latinos in their congressional districts. So in the House, is it a different battle?
It could be a little bit. There are a small vocal minority of members, predominantly of my party, that don't understand the situation that we have, particularly in the border states. They don't understand the gravity of the illegal immigration problem and what it's doing to our society in those states. And so they tend to be somewhat mouthy about the way they would deal with it, and it's inappropriate. And my goal is to hopefully sit down with those folks and educate them and get them, you know, best case to understand what's going on, and worst case to at least shut up.
You know, Bobby Jindal spoke to the impropriety of some Republicans last week in a conservative conference, saying you're the party of the stupid.
Well, I have to agree with some of the things that came out during the last election.
Well, and then this is just one more opportunity where the Republicans look like, you know, they have an opportunity to expand the tent, if they will, but those naysayers will keep the party from being able to do that.
Well, they could, but my goal is to be among the what I would call the rational Republicans. that works toward an immigration solution that fixes our broken immigration system. And then once we get that off the table, we can start talking about economic opportunity for all, particularly for Hispanics. Look, there under the president's economic policy, under Obamanomics, we've got 2 million more Hispanics living in poverty than we did 4 years ago. That's not fair. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to our economy. That's not fair to the other taxpayers who are paying the load for those people while they're on our public assistance programs. Let's put them to work and make taxpayers out of them. If we do that, we'll make Republicans out of them at the same time.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. Well, tomorrow, for those people who get paid twice a month, they'll get that second paycheck with the new taxes taken out. Those are pocket taxes. People are feeling that pinch right now. Have you gotten any feedback yet, or have you got some thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't gotten any feedback, but I was not part of the lame duck Congress that passed that back in 2010. And one of the conclusions I've come to is that temporary tax breaks are ultimately going to be a tax increase. And if it were up to me, I think anything we need to do in terms of tax policy needs to be long-term. If I'm asked in the future to pass a short-term tax break, I'm going to say, no, why don't we just send out a stimulus check to somebody? I mean, it's their money to start with. Just give it to them, but leave the tax rates the same. That way you don't have to deal with the tax increase that comes subsequently. And I think that'd do more economic good than the way the payroll tax reduction worked over the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, your point is well taken. People look for the here and now, and then the long-term consequences they end up having to pay for, which kind of, any thoughts on the state of the state message that you heard from the governor yesterday?
Well, didn't get to hear much about it. I did like his conversation about a money-back guarantee for taxpayers. I think that's something we're talking about at the federal government level. It'll be a long time before we have money back, but I think that's something worth looking at. Using the rainy day fund for infrastructure, I think the state legislature will have to deal with that.
Again, it's a nice problem to have some money out there that you feel like you may be able to put someplace. Hopefully it's put out there adequately.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Washington would be well served to be more like Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. Anything else on your radar this morning?
Well, I thought we ought to change the name of WTAW to Wednesday Talk About Washington.
Oh, hey! I kind of like that. Well, let me throw something else at you then while we're talking about it. If the Republican Party is trying to rebrand themselves, the O in GOP stands for old. Maybe you need to come up with something new there.
Well, we ought to do that. I don't like that staid-looking elephant thing.
Yeah, no, we need to come up with something. I mean, if they slim down Santa Claus, if they slim down Ronald McDonald, you might want to slim down the elephant or come up with something different there, that's for sure.
There you go.
Hey, listen, it makes me think, with your office opened up, if people do want to be in touch with you, how do they do that, Bill?
Well, they need to. They can call us. We're in the phone book. Or they can come by our office, again, 3000 Briarcrest, Suite 406. Also, we're on the web at flores.house.gov. They can follow us there.
All right. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the interview on our website. It'll be archived there at WTAW.com.
Thanks. How about this? GOP's yeah. Grand Opportunity Party.
I like that. Government of the People, something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Right. Go to work on that for us.
All right. I'd ask your listeners to pray for our country and our military men and women.
Thanks.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
It seems like every time I turn on the TV, there's another story about a famous person caught up in a sex scandal. The sad truth is, infidelity impacts many of our marriages. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm sure no one gets married with the intention of cheating on their spouse. Rather, in our relationships with the opposite sex, little compromises are made and barriers are broken down. Innocent flirting can quickly escalate into an inappropriate relationship. The result is shame, embarrassment, and heartache for everyone involved. Author Jerry Jenkins has developed a list of healthy barriers. He calls them hedges that every man and woman should put in place in order to avoid falling into infidelity. First, it's wise to never dine, work, or eat alone with a member of the opposite sex. Whenever possible, make sure a third person is there. Next, be careful of how much you touch and hug others. Also, be aware of how you pay compliments to others and avoid flirting. Now, the last two things you should do at home. First, make sure you're emotionally and physically connected with your spouse. And also, spend quality and quantity time with your kids. Let's face it, we're all human, and we're all vulnerable to temptation in this area. Even if you're deeply in love with your spouse and you think an affair could never happen to you, it's important to have practical hedges in place to protect you. It's one of the best things you can do for your marriage. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get 10% off any service over $100. Excludes tires, batteries, and oil. Discount off regular price before tax. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Good morning. Crosstown showdown last night, hoops style. At Viking Gym, Consol pulled away from the Vikings late with a 50-39 win. Consol runs their record to 19-9, 5-4 in district. Bryan falls to 12-11 with 3-6 in district. And another Crosstown showdown today, 5 o'clock. A&M Consol in a dual meet for wrestling, and that's at Viking Gym. The Miami New Times has obtained files from a recently closed anti-aging clinic in South Florida linking Alex Rodriguez and other baseball players to the purchase of performance-enhancing drugs. Major League Baseball says it's, quote, extremely disappointed and is actively involved in the investigation. Other players on the list include 2012 All-Star Game MVP Melky Cabrera, 2012 Cy Young Award finalist Chio Gonzalez, former Cy Young Award winner Bartolo Colon, and Rangers outfielder Nelson Cruz. Now, due to the story, the Yankees are looking into the possibility of voiding A-Rod's contract. Now, in other doping news, at the Super Bowl, Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis spent much of yesterday's Super Bowl media day ducking questions concerning a Sports Illustrated report that says he used deer antler spray to speed up the recovery from a torn right tricep, which is squirted under the tongue.
2 years ago, that was the same report. I wouldn't give that report or him any of my press. He's not worthy of that. Next question.
The company, Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, or SWATS, says its deer antler substance contains a banned performance enhancer connected to the human growth hormone. Lewis dismisses the report as, quote, stupidity, as he prepares for the final game of his career, retiring at the age of 37 following the Super Bowl. And since we're talking football in the Super Bowl, yesterday was the media circus known as Super Bowl Media Day. Reporters asked non-football questions, some dressed in ridiculous costumes. And with the exception of Ray Lewis's PED scandal, Randy Moss dropped the biggest bomb of the day.
I don't really think to be the greatest receiver ever. I think now that I'm older, I do think I'm the greatest receiver to ever do it. I don't think numbers stand, because you talk about this and this. I think that I've had, this year has been a down year for me statistically. The year before I retired was a down year, and then in Oakland was a down year. I don't really live on numbers. I really live on impact and what you're able to do out on that field. So I really do think that I'm the greatest receiver to ever play this game.
Responding to his quote, former 49er Jerry Rice, who is considered by most the best receiver ever to play in the NFL, simply held up his hand with the Super Bowl ring and said, "I have three of these." Moving on now to Fighting Texas Aggie basketball, who's trying to right the ship. They hit the road for the third time in four games this week as they face off against Mississippi State tonight at Humphrey Coliseum in Starkville, Mississippi. Here's what Coach Kennedy is looking for from the Bulldogs.
Mississippi State's a team similar to us, and people don't realize that they're down to eight scholarship guys also. Play a lot of young guys, had a lot of adversity and injuries, and they're very capable of winning on their home court, so we'll have to go in ready to play.
Tip-off for the SEC matchup tonight at 8 o'clock, and all the action is live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. To the NHL, Valtteri Filppula scored two goals last night to lead the Detroit Red Wings past the Dallas Stars 4-1. Hedrick Zetterberg and Damian Bundler also scored and lit the lamp for the Red Wings. Louis Erickson had the lone tally in the second period for the Dallas Stars. LaMarcus Aldridge hit a turnaround jumper at the buzzer last night to give the Portland Trail Blazers a 106-104 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Aldridge finished with 29 points, 13 rebounds for the Blazers, who rallied from 21 down in the third. Dirk Nowitzki led the Mavericks with 26 points. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for T-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor with Zweikert Associates. Jen's here with us. Now, I've joked it for quite a while now that I'd be able to get a hold of you to go do lunch. And now I know why. You guys have been swamped.
We're incredibly fortunate. We're so busy. And just to illustrate that, I'll let you know kind of how much of an improvement we saw 2012 over 2011.
So this isn't just putting me off, then. These are real numbers.
No, it's not just putting you off. I mean, we do make time to eat at our desks occasionally. but 2011, we sold 2,009 units here in Bryan-College Station. 2012, 2,361 units. And
wow.
In a more clear illustration than that, $347 million in sales in 2011. 2012, $424 million. That is a substantial jump.
So just under a $100 million increase in a year.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
So we're fortunate to live in this area, and real estate's hot. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, now's a great time.
Just find out more. Go to zarealestate.com.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, just a couple of minutes still. Okay, it's called the Alaska Permanent Fund. Okay, the Alaska Permanent Fund. Okay. That's what they pay their citizens with.
And is it a percentage?
Or is it kind of a even average across
everybody? It's an equal amount dividend. That is, the dividend contributes a greater percentage of the added income for people of lower incomes. Conversely, any cut or limit or cap ends up causing a greater percentage loss for people of lower income. So like any other tax, you know, anything that's taken away from you, it's regressive. Here's what the numbers are. Let me see. The biggest number, they started this thing in 1982, making $1,000, okay? And the high was, looks like in 2008, when they got $2,000 plus a $1,200 rebate. 2008, they got like a $3,200 windfall.
That's big deal, man.
Yeah, well, last year was $1,174. 2011, it was $1,174, and last year, $878. So that's a significant drop. See what happens. Yeah, they don't like us in Texas now because, you know, maybe they're not pumping as much oil out of there. But, again, we don't know exactly how they're going to do it here in Texas. It's just the governor likes the idea of throwing money at us. And, you know, we like the idea of him throwing money at us.